Tonight, we discuss Nicole's moves as the new HOH. But more importantly, we discuss the veto. The person who wins has all of the power this week. We also discuss the stupidity of Cliff, Nicole's stupid choices, and Mickey's lies. But first...
Tell you what, Mickey, you do me a favor. Go yourself.
Welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to But First. My name is Adam, and
Hi.
I am joined by Fatty. Hello,
Hi.
Fatty. We missed you.
Hi. Thank you.
Condolences, as I said before we started the recording.
Speaking of things, how did you fuck up the opening the first time?
Well, you don't have to mention that. You see, it's all behind the curtain.
Lord, wait a minute. Excuse me, I've got a call coming in. Okay.
Hold on while Faye takes this call.
Excuse me, 1970 is taking a call.
the way I fucked it up is, it's always boring to people when I explain this technical stuff, but I need to be able to fade down when we come in, otherwise our voices won't be heard over that loud music.
Oh.
And I have to start playing the file on a certain screen so that I can fade it down.
Now, let me ask this. Did you push record?
I did. I'm recording. Okay. I got both of the intros. So how did you guys like my little extra thing tonight?
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get the unedited feed.
I probably could have. They don't record that, though, do they?
I don't know.
No.
So,
well, I'm sure they
do. I mean,
do.
If I happen to be listening to the feed... Well, of course they record it, but I mean, not for us. We can't go in and watch the recording.
You can't just call up Miss Moonves Chen and ask her for send you just pop me over the file.
No, we're not like that.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Lord, excuse me, I've got another call coming in.
So I'm also joined by Faye, who we heard talking before. Hello, Faye. Oh,
hello?
He's on the phone now.
He's on the phone.
And Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hello, everybody.
And we are all human is what Sam's shirt says tonight. Oh, Faye has now left the building.
He has left the building.
Did I say Faye has left the building or Sam? I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Hey. Sam has
you
a cat.
You said Faye. I'm still here.
Sam has
there's
a cat
a tail.
Behind her.
I was going to say there's a tail moving behind you, Sam.
Oh, that's my dog.
Oh, it's a dog. Oh. Sorry, I thought it was
it's a dog. Cat. It's my beagle.
All right. And speaking of beagles with tails, we're also joined by Moose P. Hello.
How do y'all?
There's really no relevance.
I don't relate to a beagle.
You don't, but segue, but, you know.
Face back.
And
did you have to go TT?
I'm sorry. We're having an election right now, so we're getting robocalls, you know, asking which way I want to vote.
Well, the thing that amazes me, Faye, is that you still have a landline.
Yeah, well, there's reasons for that.
Now, are you going to vote for Hottie Patati, Mr. Hotness?
Mr. Blackface Trudeau?
I don't know about all that, but are you going to vote for him?
Honestly, I'm not sure how I'm going to vote this year. I won't be voting how I regularly vote, which would be for the Socialist Party. But I will be voting for a progressive party, not a conservative party. So in your terminology, a Democratic leaning party as opposed to a Republican leaning party.
So what is Mr. Hotness? What is he?
Well, the party he is in is called the Liberal Party.
Uh-huh.
And it's been bastardized over the last 50 years. It's kind of a soft conservative.
Okay. Well, I'm expert now because I watched a Hasan Minhaj thing on Netflix. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he's a comedian. He has a show on Netflix. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like the Hasan Minhaj Report or something. I don't know. And it's and he does these monologues, like 20-minute monologues, and that's the show. Anyway, it's cool. So he did one.
Was that your personal story?
He did one on the Canadian election.
Ah, good.
So that was the most recent one I watched, and I don't remember any of it other than there's I know there's a Muslim guy that is gonna, if he's not Muslim, that is gonna be so racist sounding.
He's not Muslim. He's East Indian.
Okay, East Indian.
Jugmeet Singh.
And there's a woman.
Jugmeet.
Yep.
Wasn't that your stripper name back in the
Now, I think when I was in Montreal this past weekend, I saw an ad for Jugmeet.
Yeah,
and he was walking down a sidewalk with some people on either side of him, and I don't know, talking about healthcare
as Jugmeet would do.
Yeah, that sounds about right. A lot of orange logos. That's the new Democratic Party.
So I don't know. I don't know anything about politics in Canada, much less in the U.S., much less Canada. However,
well, let me just give you one little bit. We are allowed to choose from more than one of two parties.
Yes.
And currently, there are five or six parties running. One is a racist party of Nazis. So they're pretty low in the polls. And then we have four primary major parties that you can choose from. And they range from going conservative, more conservative, less conservative, more socialist, and ultra-social, or green. The Green Party is the newest party, and they're getting quite a bit of popularity. They're environmental-based, and people in environment.
Now, are they the same as the Green Party that was in Europe all those years ago? Is it the same Green Party?
I don't know about the Green Party in Europe.
They were the ones that had the whaling boat, the anti-whaling boats. Remember this?
Oh, that's Greenpeace. Are you talking about Greenpeace?
I'm mixing up Greenpeace and the Greens. Yes, there is a Green political party in Europe, but it's not the same as Greenpeace, and I'm mixing the two up.
Okay.
I'm old.
Bless our heart.
I would like to say that Sam in the hinterlands is wearing a most adorable shirt, which says, "We are all human." And it looks to be the pride colors or a close.
It's all of the various ones. Yes. We have, let's see. Oh, gosh, I'm not real sure what that one is. This is bisexuality. This is the rain. The M is the rainbow. The A is the asexuality. And the N is poly. But I can't remember.
Is that
right
the transgender one?
That's trans. Yes. The first one, the H is trans. The U is bi, the M is the rainbow, the A is asexual, and the N is poly. And we are all is just plain old white letters, and they sell them at variety stores and online in the States.
Wow, terrific.
Cool.
My daughter saw, I was in a place called Spencer's Gifts in a shopping mall, and my daughter saw how much I loved the shirt, and she went back and got it for me and mailed it. It was very sweet.
Nice.
Yes, she was a very good egg. So this is my favorite t-shirt currently.
Lovely.
Does anyone have any other personal stories other than elections and
death?
And death, yeah.
Okay.
Condolences to Big Fatty. I have a personal story. I'll be very quick.
Okay.
I went to this pub bar that I like to go to. It's a beer centric bar. You can get any number of different kind of beers, and the food is very good there. So I went there. I had it was like a lunch hour time period, and the service was terrible because they only had one server on to serve this entire pub. It wasn't particularly busy because it was just prior to the beginning of the lunch hour, and they made this one poor waitress serve. There were about 10 tables. And she was having a really hard time. The guys in the kitchen were dinging the bell, you know, the ding, ding, get your order. They were yelling and saying, "Where is she? I don't know where she is. Why isn't she doing these orders? Ding, ding." So the kitchen staff were really nasty. The poor girl was doing her best, trying to keep up. And then as I was leaving, the manager came up out of who knows where, the basement or something. And I had a word with him and I said, "You are not supporting your staff. Look at the work that she's trying to do here. You should be here helping her. It's Friday afternoon lunch hour, and you leave your restaurant with one server." And I laid into that guy. And he said to me, it's not your place to tell me how to run my restaurant. And I said, well, you're right, it isn't, but you're doing a really poor job. And I left. That's my story.
Wow.
Wow.
How was the food?
It was awesome. The food was great. And if she was able to keep up, I would have spent another $10 on another drink in that bar. But, you know, they blew it.
Well, it appears Moose fell asleep during your personal story.
No, I'm awake.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It has been a hard day, though. So.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So.
All right. Well, should we get to it?
Let's get to it.
Let's go.
I've got a few notes here. Let's see. Wednesday, the 18th, was veto night.
I just watched that episode just a few minutes ago. That's the only one I missed while I was gone. So anyway.
Well, you may have to correct me on some of this stuff then, because it's been a week for me. I missed originally that Holly had made the agreement with Cliff and Nicole that she was also going to throw the veto comp. I caught that she was going to throw the actual HOH competition, but not the veto.
I didn't catch that either.
Yeah. And Jackson didn't make any such promise. Cliff presented a deal to Holly that she could win the veto if she agreed to take Jackson out. The man has lost his mind.
What? Cliff, can I just say, what is up with Cliff? I mean, I know we're going to talk about Cliff a lot, but what is up with him? How, in your right mind, could you ever think that a showmance is going to choose you over their manse? I don't, as much as he talks about loving his wife and missing his wife,
I want to
see, and he can't see that they are like madly in love with you. I mean, how, I don't even understand. How do you even expect that? How do you even, I don't understand.
Well,
I don't either.
He's delusional.
He absolutely.
No, he's not delusional. He's been fooled by Mickey that. I'm a Marine. You're a Marine. We're all Marines. We're going to stick together. We're the brotherhood. And that he bought the story from Mickey, the best player in Big Brother history.
But I don't remember who said it last week, but somebody said neither Nicole nor Cliff deserved to win because of their stupid play. Yeah.
I know who's going to win because I can't stand Mickey, and that's always the way it works. The person I cannot stand, he's Tony. I mean, I know no one's going to get that other than like Fatty, but he's Tony from Survivor. Uh-huh. I mean, exactly Tony. Tony used to dig holes in the sand and like get down in the hole and listen in on conversations that people were having just like Mickey and just lie and whatever. I mean, I know it's a game, but
but how would you play the game if you were in there? Wouldn't you want to be doing the same thing if you had the balls?
I think but I would
Cliff
have a,
should not be that stupid.
No, Cliff should not be that stupid.
He's old enough to know better.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And as he was leaving, he said in one of his speeches, I love Big Brother. I love Big Brother.
I love it. I just love it.
Yeah.
He should know better.
Well, anyway, Cliff told Jackson that he was taking Nicole to the final if he wins, and that he did not mean for that agreement to imply that he was taking Jackson all the way to the final two. However, he did.
Just the dumbest shit ever.
He did ask Jackson, though, if it was a final two, he expected Jackson to take him.
And that's what makes it the dumbest shit ever. Yeah, you take me, but I don't take you. What is wrong with this man? He has started to believe his own smoke. Cliff just completely.
I want extra points in the contest. There was a luxury competition, They were supposed to look around the house to see what had been changed, and the first to guess the correct number or closest to the correct number won $10,000. Naturally, Jackson got 17 out of 18 changes in the house.
In the quickest time.
I think my strategy would have been to guess one number higher than what I counted, because there's got to be something missing.
Actually, that would have been a good strategy.
That as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would have had exactly the right number then.
Yeah.
I want to go back, though, and because I don't think we covered this last week, but just for anyone who's not caught up with Big Brother, Nicole won HOH and she put up Holly and Mickey. That happened before the luxury competition. So,
right.
I mean, it was her only choice, really, because she wasn't going to put up Cliff. But anyway, so that's how that went down.
Yeah, no problem. But now,
did it surprise y'all that she didn't think about putting Cliff up after Cliff had told her? Or did this happen after the fact that Cliff told her that he had a final two with Mickey?
I don't know when that happened as far as the timeline, but that would have triggered me to put Cliff up.
Because she came to the realization, well, I'm not important to you.
Right.
Well, yeah, I think that was after.
I think it was after too.
All right.
Since she went and took him off the block the previous week, you knew she wasn't going to put him up on the block this week. That's what I don't understand. Well, I don't know. Maybe she had to do that because of their final two deal. But if they had this big final four deal where, oh, yeah, we're the final four, she should have just not. I mean, I would have thinking the wise move last week would have been to just not use her veto. Then she wouldn't have gotten Jackson and Holly so pissed off at her. Or maybe they would have found some different reason to be pissed off at her. But and then they could have still voted Tommy out. It's just that. Then Holly would never have had to be on the block, etc. Anyway, but that was last week, and we're rehashing that. I should move on.
Well, it doesn't matter if they're mad at her, because I do want to say Mickey is using this whole, oh, if they hadn't gone back on their word, I would be behaving differently. He would not be behaving differently.
He would agree.
His strategy would be exactly there is no way he was not going to take Halls with him, what he called her.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter, but he keeps telling Cliff and Nicole, well, all bets were off whenever you guys decided that you were going to break our deal, and so now I don't feel like I'm obliged to meet any of the things that I said.
Well,
to you.
That way he's blameless.
Yeah, but that's not true. He was never going to meet those deals. So,
but see, now he can, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's good gameplay, but it's just... skeezy.
See, this is why Skeevy. I could never ever be in that house, not even for one day. I can't even the first competition I'd be no thanks, bye, done. I can't. It is very good gameplay. He's really good at it, and it's really slimy.
Sam,
I would not be able to handle it.
Sam, you would be saying Nicole's line at the opening of the show here to every single person.
Right.
Go F yourself.
Oh, yes.
Okay, are we ready for the veto competition?
Sure.
There were two boards of pictures of house guests. The contestant had to reveal a statement, then knock down the pictures of the house guests that the statement did not apply to. Jackson won this, and in the diary room afterwards, Jackson apologized to the Hogg family for sending Cliff home. So... anyway,
so there was a little bit of drama about this one on the various blogs and stuff that I read. They were mentioning that production helped Jackson in this one. So originally when he was told the rules, he thought that he was supposed to knock down the ones the opposite of what he was knocking down. So he started out the competition knocking down the wrong heads. He was doing the opposite of what the instructions said. And production kept repeating the instructions to him, trying to get him to figure out that he got it wrong. And so there are a lot of people online that are saying production really wants him to do well, and they're helping him. A lot of people feel like production, the whole thing about him eating regular food when he was a have-not, production basically canceled have-nots after that. And there have been lots of other things where people think that production has been helping Mickey. And I don't know. I don't know what you guys think about that. But they basically kept repeating the instructions so that he would get it.
I think they would have done that for any of them that were doing it wrong, though. It's just that Mickey was too stupid to understand the instructions.
I don't know. It depends on it. I think it depends on at what point in the season it was. If they had a whole bunch of contestants, they would have just left it, and that would have been an excuse to get one person to have a really crappy score. I don't know. I think you could argue both sides of that.
Okay.
Well, we know in a reality competition that producers are going to try to steer things various ways. They're going to edit things certain ways, you know, to make people look certain ways. So I don't know. I don't think it's against the realm of possibility that they could be, you know, trying to help him. Oh. But I don't know.
You mean it's not the 60 minutes of Big Brother?
What?
What?
Well, you know, the the journalistic truth and in advertising.
Nothing but the truth.
No, no, yeah. it's not. It's a reality TV show. Also, did you just smear Vaseline on your camera or something?
Right. Okay, on Thursday, the eviction night, Jackson is shown in the backyard and told Nicole that Cliff is going to be out. But he also asked Nicole not to tell Cliff. Nicole stood up to Jackson and ran and told Cliff, of course.
If it was me, I would have gone to the top of the stairs and yelled out, "Cliff, you're getting fucked over," and not be so nicey. I would have just said, "They're fucking us over, Cliff," and made it very clear.
I'm blaming Cliff for all this stuff. But anyway, they showed lots of scenes from the jury house. Jack and Annalise are getting a lot closer. Nick and Kat are getting close, even though Kat didn't like Nick in the house.
Right.
Nick picked on Christy as soon as she arrived because she blew up his game.
Right.
And they had a little bit of an argument.
Right.
Tommy told the jury that that he knew Christy in real life, and Tommy also told the jury about the big lie. Annalise made the comment that Jackson is playing a very dirty game. I hope that'll influence her vote.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and
comments,
what
y'all?
What about all the dissing of the production team asking Nick repeatedly, "What about Bella? And what about your girlfriend? Now you're hooking up with what's her
face,
lips in the face." Yeah,
I loved it.
Like two or three times they were like, "What about that?" And you get this blank stare from Nick. I loved it.
Yeah, I liked that too.
But she's not in the jury house.
No.
So. But
go ahead.
Bella was the love of his life when they were in the regular house.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And she was going to have him meet her family, you know, the tiger parents and the whole nine yards. And oh, yeah.
And right. And then, you know, what happens now that Tommy's in the house, you know? Sorry, Kat. I'm going to go sleep with Tommy now.
Maybe they'll have a three-way. Ugh. The vote. Before the vote, Cliff told Jackson that he will try to influence the jury if Jackson votes him out.
Yeah, this was the nicest. This was the nicest. "I'm going to stab you in the back if you don't do what you said you were going to do." Because Cliff's like, "Now you understand. If you were to go that way, when I get in the jury house, I'm going to have to tell everyone all this kind of stuff." And he's like, I would hate to do that, Mickey, but, you know, afterwards,
Jackson had a mini meltdown. I mean, he lost it, but not directly in front of Cliff.
Right.
Jackson did have the veto power and took himself off the block, then turned right around and faced Cliff. After a very nice little speech, he voted Cliff out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Julie then announced the America's vote to give one house guest $25,000.
Wait.
Okay.
Can we talk about the jury management in this veto, in this vote out situation? Like, okay. What a bunch of bullshit speeches. I mean, basically from everybody, but more from Mickey. And even Nicole pointed it out later in after the vote out, how it was obvious jury management going on from Mickey's yik-yak mouth, right?
Well, as Cliff was going out the door, he's going, remember, it's a game, and it, you know, it's gameplay, and it's nothing, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
Which I thought was stupid. You already pissed Cliff off, and now you're just going to rub salt on it. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at this point, the best I can hope for is Holly win, because I feel like Mickey is going to win, but I hope it's Holly instead. At least she seems a little bit like a nicer person. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's a nice person in real life, and he just is playing the game really well, but he just seems like such a dick.
He's a psychopath.
Now, is this...
He's getting pretty crispy at the edges, too. I mean, he's starting to worry me. He could break down. That could be interesting.
He did break down a little bit and was calling for his mama.
Oh, yeah. You know? I love you, mama. When he was on the, yeah, on the comp, on the veto comp set, he was crying happy. I love you, mama. Yeah. There's some... And he had the little soliloquy about Holly, about how she is my world inside the game and will be my best friend out of the game. I will never turn my back on her. I thought that was an interesting way to phrase that.
Except when it comes down, if they're the final two, he'll turn his back so quick on her.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, yeah. He's not going to be so chivalrous just to say, okay, here, I'm going to give you the $500,000.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand. Uh-huh. I don't understand in this show why everybody is winning the money for their mama. I mean, that seems to be, or for their family, or for whatever. It's like that's a big thing. It's like you're not winning the money for. I think it was Mickey that said, "I want to make my family or my mama proud," or something like that. And I was thinking, why does winning Big Brother make anybody proud? It's not like it's not like a life skill, or like you've gone and gotten a degree and gotten a job, or, you know, something like
been
that.
Been a good Samaritan.
You won a reality show. Oh yeah, I'm so proud of you. you know, you manipulated people and lied and were hateful and horrible and
now,
but you did it.
The one thing that's been on the app is that Mickey is getting very worried about how he's being portrayed on the show, and he's
portrayed
right how he's being portrayed on the show. So, not so good.
Well,
yeah.
What about the fact that he, you know, they all had their little storyline about how they made it through the game, and they were able to tell, you know, not in front of the jury people, but, you know, they had that little package where each of the three people sort of relive their game experience.
That was Sunday night.
That was Sunday, yeah.
Oh, we're not there yet. Sorry. Okay.
Not quite.
I'll just be quiet. Carry on.
It's okay. That's next on my list. Sunday was the cheesecake episode.
Well, before we go to that, Faye, did you have any comments, or Sam, did you have any comments about Julie's outfit on Thursday night?
Very sedate black dress.
It was a black dress. Very nice. Was it like an A-line? Is that what they're called? But anyway, it was like
just a very nice, very simple, tasteful little black dress.
It was nice.
Now, I did not like her dress Sunday night, the blue one with the ugly neckline.
That horrible blue thing with the cuffs, the sleeves flapping around.
That that octagon neckline that was clear to her shoulders, that was awful.
Yeah, it was weird, eh? And the seams in all, you know where all the darts, there were like these huge seams.
Yes, she did not need to be in an old lady dress.
Yeah, that was weird.
I didn't like the color. So.
I guess it was not age appropriate, is what we could say.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It did seem age appropriate, but it was just a bad dress.
Well, I will say this about the Sunday night episode. I liked it better the way they did the cheesecake episode this year, rather than bringing somebody into the house and them having that fake
meal or whatever.
Yes.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, me too. I was going to say that. I like the way they just kind of had a diary room thing of them talking about, and then because it doesn't seem as fake, like you said, Fatty, like the whole, don't you remember, Nicole, when such and such, that was so funny. And then they split. Oh, I'm like, oh, my God.
And they sit there and they have this wonderful meal and none of them take a bite of it.
Yeah.
It's just.
But Jay, we got to see JC on the Sunday episode.
Yes.
That little hot pack loving JC.
JC and Tyler and
Casey.
What's her name? Casey. Right.
Let's go.
And
they each pick somebody different to win.
They did, yes.
So
let's see. This one's better than in previous years because they did call each house guest into the diary room to talk about the game. Jackson bragged that he has had 10 wins, and which allowed him to control the game pretty much from the start. Nicole said that she tried to exploit the cracks in the couples and took Jack out. Holly's strategy was to join the big alliance, knew Kat outside the house, and formed her strongest alliance with Jackson. Jackson, talking to Nicole, went down the list of people that hate him in the jury house in an effort to convince her to take him to the final if she wins HOH. I didn't get much out of the interview with the three returning house guests.
I will say Jackson's interview, that reminded me. He basically made the point that he purposely won camp director or begged for camp director so that he could start his social game, so that he could draw people in. He's like, if I'm the leader, then everyone's going to come to me and I can start drawing people into me and, you know, make my little alliance. He said, and then after I kind of formed that alliance, I kind of backed up and let everybody else kind of take control, let, you know, Jack and whoever else take control. And I just kind of went along, even sometimes when I didn't agree, as part of my social game. And anyway, he went all into like why he is such a mastermind.
Well, it's kind of like a preview of what their speeches will be to the to the jury. So
yeah, and then Nicole, when Mickey was talking to her about, such and such hates me, and such hates me, and they're not going to vote for me, and all this, there's a diary room of Nicole saying, "Oh yeah, Mickey's trying to convince me to take him, and there is no way in hell I'm taking him with me." She's like, "I'm taking Holly if it's me," and I just think, how can Nicole be so so honed in on intuitive about what's going on some moments, and then be so stupid the next moment? Like, I still can't get over.
But I think it's Cliff's fault.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
Cliff. Cliff caused her to second guess herself, and he put a bunch of pressure on her to not do what she really knew deep down was the correct thing to do.
She had the right strategy last week when she wanted to get rid of Holly. Yeah.
Cliff opened his big mouth and told, "Geez, I'm glad it's gone, even if he was on my team." They did show a diary room sessions from all the house guests, lots of tears, a little bit of cursing, and just all kinds of drama from the diary room.
I always like the recap of the crying in the diary room. I think that's just because you just kind of go, "Oh my God."
They all cried. Did you say the Annalise? Annalise, again, in my opinion, is the prettiest girl, or is or was the prettiest girl inside the house. And then they show this scene with her crying, and snot literally drips out of her nose. And I'm like, oh, that's attractive.
Oh, I missed that part.
I would like to say that I was not able to see the entire Sunday episode because of preemption by the football game or whatever it was. So basically from this point forward, or from where the competition started, I know nothing. So this will be new to me. No.
So this is going to be a spoiler for you.
I guess.
Well, Sunday they did have the HOH competition part one. Object was to cross a rope bridge, walk across rotating columns, assemble a 3D puzzle. After the 3D puzzle was assembled and it was in the proper position, it would open a box of gold coins. They had to carry 25 gold coins one at a time back to the start and place those gold coins in a grid. First to fill the grid won. Guess who won?
What happened if you fell off that rope bridge?
Nobody fell.
Show anybody falling.
So Nicole was very, very cautious on the rope bridge, and she was horrendous on the puzzle. And Jackson and Holly were neck and neck on everything. Naturally, Jackson won. So that's the end of my notes. So,
that's a depressing way to end off.
Nobody will get this other than me, because I don't think any of you are Super Mario Brothers players. But after they walked across the rope bridge, there was this other area that had these gray brick looking platforms that were rotating, and you had to step on the gray bricks, and then they had. It looked kind of, I don't know if it looked like lava, but it reminded me of like a particular scene in Super Mario where you're like going through this dungeon to get to the end, and there are these fiery things and lava and, I don't know, gray brick.
They called it the lava pit.
Okay. So yeah, it reminded me of Super Mario Brothers.
They did call it the lava pit, yes.
It's kind of like American Gladiators.
I didn't realize until they got into it that the coins had to be taken one by one, which turned that into 20, you know, that's doing that obstacle course 25
times. Did anybody just like go running across that rope bridge, or did they all gingerly hang on?
It was more like
it was on a swing.
Yeah, they weren't connected to each other. And so you couldn't just fly across. You had to, you know, you had to kind of hold on to the ropes and step on each one as you went across.
Go to the next. Right. It was pretty difficult.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was impressed. That was a really hard physical challenge. That would have been right at home in a Survivor episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all they needed was some hot sun beating down on them, and like a fly or something landed on their nose, you know, something like that. But yeah, I was, you know, we talk about Mickey being stupid quite often, but really, he's done well at the puzzles. He's done well at the memory games. I think he's all around, like, you know, I mean, obviously strategizing. So I don't think he's dumb. I think he's just willing to do things that we find distasteful to win.
I agree. And one of his little traits, like when I started getting back watching the last few episodes, one of the things I did is I went back when we still had four in the house. And they had these little the little factoids from the very beginning when they came into the house. Mm-hmm. And one of Mickey's was that he used to write papers and speeches for his classmates for money, starting in high school and going through college. Yes. Oh. Now, you're not stupid if you can do that. I mean, if you can charge for a homework service, you know. So, yes, he his other facts were that he can shotgun a beer in 2.5 seconds. he skipped his undergrad commencement to go to South Beach, Miami with his buddies instead. And he had a particularly lucky night at roulette once.
Wow.
Yes. Whereas Cliff swam with alligators, can say the alphabet backwards, won an award for rowing at some point, learned to drive at the age of 7, and is a family jester. Nicole is a grammar perfectionist, likes mysteries. She did all the Nancy Drew video games, was a blonde was a blonde for a long time, and apparently was a real terror to her parents when she was a kid, locked them in the basement at one
point.
Like, seriously. And Holly is the one that grew up, you know, basically in a living history, like on the Little House on the Prairie kind of deal. Used to go down the Oregon Trail with a covered wagon and a bonnet, grew up teaching people how to fish. She can ride standing up, she can sneeze like Donald Duck, and rolled off a 30-foot cliff in a truck and lived. So now you have all of the interesting factoids from the very beginning of the house about the four finalists.
How about that?
Wow. Yes.
So getting back to Jackson,
smart.
Getting back to Jackson and his helpfulness with other people's work in school, isn't that just another form of cheating?
Oh, yes.
Oh, there you go.
So he's a cheater from way back. Okay,
yes, right. Absolutely.
Interesting. All right.
As long as he's the one that's on top, it's okay. You know, if you're the one that's providing the answers, they're cheating off you. You're not cheating off of anyone. You're just earning money.
I do think, and maybe I'm wrong. I probably am wrong. But I do think there is a way to be nice to people and to play the game a little bit more friendly, nice, and still win. I think there is. I mean, I don't think you have to be a complete skis ball
douchebag
to win. And we saw it last season.
We have seen people win without being quite as mean as Mickey has been. So I don't know. I mean, I think I'm right to dislike some of the things he's done. Anyway.
I would like to say that Big Brother is the unwinnable game. You cannot win Big Brother without a lot of luck and stuff. And I think one of the few ways to win Big Brother is to do what Mickey has done. And although Adam says that you can be nice and still win, not everybody knows that you're being a dick to other people, right? Because everyone is playing in the dark. So other people don't know that you're fucking over these other players, right? Until you get into the jury house, probably.
Right.
So I think Mickey, as much as I hate the guy and I hate the game that he's playing, I really feel strongly that he's the best player because he has been manipulating the game since the beginning.
And yet nobody chose him in our game.
Right.
We thought he was good because we thought the house guests were going to be smarter.
Right.
This is true.
He was on the block the week that we picked our teams, yeah, and they didn't send him home. So, it's the house guest's fault, really.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, if they should have gotten him out.
It's Cliff's fault.
It is, really, in the end.
And it's Nicole's fault for listening to him.
Well, I'm just saying, had things worked out the way they were supposed to work out, Mickey would have been out that week. And people just didn't feel that way.
Spoiler.
Well, someone just Skyped out a lot.
You
there.
Skyped out while you were saying that, but I think you said, do we want spoilers? Before you give spoilers, can you say how far these spoilers are going to go? Because I'd like to have an enjoyable finale to watch.
Okay. Well,
how far do we know round two?
Would you like to know who won part two?
Before we go into this, can I just ask a question? Uh-huh. If you all y'all, each of you one at a time, had your druthers, who would you have preferred to win out of all of the 16 or 20 players or however many were in this game?
I think Tommy, because he really loves the game.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he was good. He was a good little guy.
Uh-huh. I thought either Nick or Tommy. I'm having trouble narrowing it down because I thought Nick for a while there had some really good gameplay, and I didn't see him as being incredibly mean or fake or anything like that. So I thought he would be, I would be happy with him to win. But I also liked Tommy the whole time pretty much, you know, and I think he did have some good gameplay. He didn't, he started to fizzle out towards the end, I think. I think for a while he was doing some strategic things and then he started just kind of, I don't know.
I think he aligned himself too much with Christie.
Exactly. He got tied up in Christie's bad juju.
I mean, I think Christie was a good, I don't even want to say social game, because I don't think it was like winning friends and influencing people kind of social game.
Absolutely.
But I think she had some psychological, she messed with people's heads and stuff like that and got what she wanted in other ways. So I think she had some good gameplay, but she kind of tends toward the skeezy, like Mickey. So I didn't want her to win for those reasons, but probably either Tommy or Nick.
Sam?
I'm actually doing real well with Holly. I, way back at the beginning when I was looking at the people, you know, when we still had everybody in the house, and I found out that she had actually been, you know, basically a cowgirl for a while and had a little bit of substance to her. And she was also one of the people that said she would not necessarily be snaky and grab the money. She would, you know, honor her alliances. And so I'm happy that she's doing pretty well. Mickey worries the hell out of me. He just flat out worries the hell out of me. He is a lot closer to the edge than I think anybody realizes. He's been acting a little banana pants this whole show, this whole season. You know, the stuff with the have-nots and the, I mean, He may well win. I think one or the other of them will win.
I had really hoped for David to make a comeback and kind of battle back. And
I wanted that too.
He would have been the best. He would have been a very good player, and he would have played a much cleaner game, I think, than Mickey has played. But he couldn't pull it out for many reasons, not his own. By none of his own hand did he fail in this regard. So I really would have hoped for David. But then I also was really pulling for Cliff, because for the longest time I thought Cliff was doing pretty good, and he came out and won competitions when he needed to and made some good strategic moves until the end, of course.
Once Cliff started pinching his nipples, I was like off. I was off Team Cliff. I don't want
to
see that.
Once y'all brought that to my attention, that's all I could see. He'd win something and he'd go.
Yeah. It's horrible.
And I'm like, what in the hell are you doing?
Big fat. I've missed most of the season, and you're telling. He really did that on national television?
Oh, he did it in recent episodes.
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anytime he won something, he would play with his nipples, and then.
He did had a little weird little dance. Big Fatty, who's your choice? Who would you have preferred to win?
Well, I would agree with Adam that either Nick or Tommy would be who I'd like.
Okay,
I think if I had to choose between the two of them, I would probably say Nick, just because I think he played and Tommy skated more than he played.
All right. Okay.
All right. So who do we think of the three that are left? Who do you think will win the game?
No, I think it's going to be Mickey. I think Nicole may get a favorite.
And we'll ask that too. America's favorite.
Yeah, I think Nicole may get favorite because of how well she's played at the end, and how people are going to feel bad that she didn't, you know, that she didn't know possible way of winning, taking Mickey with her. So I think she has a good chance of getting fan favorite, but I think Mickey will win.
Now, I have voted every day for Tommy.
Okay. Sam?
Now, fan favorite can be anybody, right?
Right.
Like any of the people that were in the house.
Right.
Oh, gosh. I think Tommy's probably going to get fan favorite. And I think it, obviously either Mickey or Holly will win. And I don't know. I'm gonna go with Holly. I'm gonna say Holly for the win.
Okay.
Well, you know, I said much earlier in the But First podcast about how much I really disliked Tommy and that he was the worst possible gay that you could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, did you have something you wanted to say?
No. Oh, okay. Keep going.
Okay. So I'm not voting for Tommy to get anything, but I would have liked Cliff to have got favorite player, but I think Kat's going to come from behind and snag it. I think Kat's going to get favorite player.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, I bet you.
Okay.
Who's going to win? You didn't say who you think's going to win.
Mickey's going to win.
I will say this. Right. It depends. Because I think it's going to be Mickey and Holly, final two. Because I think Nicole has won as many things as she's going to win. And I think whichever one of them wins, they're going to take the other one, obviously. And I feel like I say this every single recap at the end of every Survivor, Big Brother, etc. But it depends on how emotionally the house guests vote. Because if they vote, if they're like, I'm voting for the person who's not Mickey, then Holly could win. But generally, even with Survivor and Big Brother, I'm surprised a lot of times by how strategically, I mean, people vote really based on who they felt had the best game, unless it's like they just hate the person. Like when Paul, for some reason, should have won, and they clearly gave it to what's his name because they didn't want Paul to win. So I think it'll be Mickey, but they could flip it if they enough of them say, or if Cliff has a chance to swing some votes, if he does what he says he was going to do. But I think it's
Cliff and Tommy, because Tommy will tell about the whole lying thing.
Right.
Yeah, Tommy did tell about the lying thing. So
anyway,
well, I think that's part of why he's highly in the running for America's favorite.
Well, I don't know. I would love to see Mickey come out in second place.
I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to say if Holly gets the control of who to vote out, she's going to kick that Mickey out. It's going to be Holly and Nicole.
I don't think she's going to do that. Because Mickey is the type of person that if she does that, that's it for their relationship. Like, I think he will end it.
Well, I think that's just a showmance. I don't think it's going to go anywhere else.
For those of you who didn't understand that, I believe Fatty said he thinks that's just a showmance and it's not going to go any further. You Skyped a little. Sorry.
Well, so he himself said they're going to stay best friends forever. He didn't say they were going to stay in a relationship forever.
Right.
Yeah, but that's true.
I think that they'll each pick the other. I think that they will definitely each pick the other if they win and get control.
If Holly does what you said, Faye, I'm going to tell you that will be the best meltdown on television.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh yeah.
It'd be poetic justice.
This season will go from one of the most boring to one of the best.
I would be afraid. I feel like he could like I feel like if he had a gun, he would take it out and like just blow everybody's brains away if she didn't take him. I mean, he seems not stable sometimes.
Right. I agree.
So
I mean, he might do something like that after the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So,
He's not normal.
I don't know. So are we doing spoilers or what?
Sure.
Well, go ahead then.
First of all, who has spoilers?
I do. Do you want to hear it or not?
No, I don't want to hear it.
Well, take your headphones out.
All right.
And I'll even cover myself up so you can't see my lips. Holly wins the part two. So that's that spoiler.
So that means what? Oh, Faye already put his headphones back on. I was gonna say, what does that mean? It's those two against each other for part three?
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever wins part three becomes the HOH and evicts somebody.
Okay.
So wait a minute. So I heard what you said. Holly won part two. So it's Holly versus Mickey?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For a final
HOH. Nicole's already toasted out then.
Well, she does. She all she can do is hope that
that
one of them chooses. Out. Right.
Holly kicks out Mickey. Okay, so good. Thank you.
Okay.
I like thanks for nothing there. I appreciate it.
Well, that shouldn't be that much of a surprise. So.
It's not. But we can always hope that Nicole would.
All I've got to say about all that is poor Nancy.
Yeah.
Well, she was smart, but she did it to herself. She shouldn't have listened to Cliff. I don't understand. All right, well, contest, I don't have the new numbers. I apologize. But basically, Fatty has run away with it at this point. I don't remember how many points you had, but there is no way that Fatty is not going to win the competition. Because Fatty is the only one with anyone left in the house. And he has the highest score of everyone. So next week we'll go over Fatty's actual score because I don't have it, but we know he won. So congratulations, Fatty,
for
winning the competition.
Get Poodle to make you a cake.
Yeah. And
maybe I'll go to Walmart and get one of those tray leche.
Oh my God, I love it. I mean, we have a little bit of time because I got a feel for the music. I love tres leches cakes. I don't mean specifically, but I have found that I love a soaked cake. The extra moisture from like the condensed milk oh my God, it's so good. It makes me want to just take cake and like put it in a bowl and pour milk over it anytime I'm having cake. It's so good. Anyway, I love it. So yes, I'm gaining back all of my weight from before I went to Pride 48. Because I'm eating.
And now, don't forget, the finale is Wednesday night, 9:30 till 11. But
oh my God,
from 8 to 9:30 is the premiere of Survivor. So Survivor's Ready will be premiering soon.
Yeah, great. I mean, we'll release our first episode. We haven't discussed when we're recording it. I don't know, are we going to do a big marathon where like Sunday or Monday evening we just record both? The final but first and the first Survivor's Ready or something?
Sure.
But,
okay with me.
So anyway, you guys will get those things in your feed beginning of next week. All right. Now I wasted too much time. Faye, where can you be reached?
Oh, I put a new episode out shortly after this airs at pinkwheelnuts.com.
Fatty can be reached at bigfattyonline.com. Sam is Sam in the Hinterlands. I'm at geekygay.com. Moose can't be reached. From outside the Big Brother house, I'm Adam Burns Moonves. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.